Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Nina Hase in Bonn. But first we take a look at Tuvalu, a tiny island in the Pacific Ocean. Tuvalu was spared the devastation of the Indian Ocean tsunami in December 2004, but it is still gravely threatened by rising sea level and other climatic dangers like fresh water shortages. If sea levels keep rising, the islanders face a future as environmental refugees. In the meantime, they are grappling with unwelcome changes to their diet and lifestyle, as Mark Hayes reports.
A fatali, a lively celebration of the close ties between the people from one of Tuvalu's outer islands, Vaitupu, and the main atoll of the nine atoll group, Funafuti. Shaped like a boomerang, Funafuti Atoll is only 5 kilometres long, 700 metres across at its widest, and only a few metres at its narrowest point. The western side of Funafuti is washed by a usually calm seawater lagoon, almost 20 kilometres wide. But just outside the packed Maniapa, the open-sided, thatched-roofed meeting house where the fatali is happening, the sun beats down on the eastern, barren and threatening Pacific Ocean side of the atoll. And one traditional item in short supply at the feast accompanying the fatali is a yam-like root vegetable called hulaka. Toraripi Laute, a former Tuvalu Prime Minister, who's also an expert on hulaka growing, explains why.
Before, we used to go deep. The deeper we go, the easier to grow them, because we put the manure down there, rotten leaves, you know, and manure, and then let it grow for how many months before we come back and put some more. Before, I used to go down 2 feet, 2.5. Now, I found out that the bottom parts of them, they're getting rotten. That's where the seawater rises to them. And I see the leaves also growing yellowish, you know, because of that. High tides and the strong wind blowing, seawater rises. And if there is not enough rain falling, then it rises up and it touches the bottom parts of that. And you see, sometimes the whole pulaka pit, everybody's pit, they're dead because of the seawater. That is what is my experience.
A morning thunderstorm on Funafuti Atoll is a mixed blessing. The storm fills the water tanks with needed fresh water, which locals also used to get from bores drilled into the water table, once a freshwater lens, just under the atoll. Not anymore. The water underneath the atoll is now salty when the water table is full after heavy rain and extra high tides bring more seawater into it. There's nowhere for the water to go but up, to flood parts of Funafuti Atoll. With climate change causing sea level rise, flooding is happening more often and more severely on Funafuti. 18 kilometres across the Tenamo Lagoon off Funafuti, on one of the small islets which bracket the western edge of the lagoon, conservation biologist Samisi Alafayo, who works for the Tuvalu Association of Non-Governmental Organizations, sadly walks around the dead white palm and tree trunks which have fallen onto the coral sands of Tapuka Islet.
I've noticed throughout the last 4 years there's been a lot of erosion on this side of the island. The beach used to be where the water is. There's been a lot of trees that have been taken away by the sea. Has taken away the trees on the island.
The Tuvaluans are not sitting around accepting that their islands might disappear entirely within a generation or two. There's a national adaptation plan underway.
My name is Pony Favai, and I'm the coordinator for the National Adaptation Program of Action. The objective is to identify the urgent and immediate needs of island communities in how to adapt to the changing climate, that we are facing at the moment. That means we can stay longer here. Rather than become environmental refugees in a short time, we will try and introduce salt-tolerant pulaga species so that the people will continue to use pulaga in the future. On the other hand, the increase in temperature will affect some of the crops in Tuvalu, and the heat will burn fruits. So that means we need some nutritional crops to be introduced so that we can supplement the fruits that we lost through climate change.
Samisi, because you're out there so often in the lagoon and you see the effects, what message would you send to governments like the United States or Australia that are refusing to sign the Kyoto Protocol?
Hey, wake up. This is real. Why not sign it? You know, think about other people and let's make a change.
You can also listen to Living Planet on the internet or download it as a podcast. Our website is dw-world.de/English.